Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy V's, you guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V the Toy Lady out of the D, and I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
How you doing? It's time to get this party started.
Yes, it is. We're going to start with the weather, though, because before we got on the air, me and Greg were talking about how hot it was. And it was actually my time I was going to pull up the weather. So we started with the weather, not because we think we're meteorologists. No, we don't.
Yep.
But today, I'll tell y'all after what I did later. But it was like my car said it was 84 fucking degrees or 85
wow.
degrees. Right now, according to weather.com, it is 80 degrees. And it's supposed to drop down to, I'm looking at the hour by hour, so bear with me, because they're actually giving the hour by hour. It's supposed to drop down to 70 at 11 p.m. So that tells you that, and there's no really good breezes going. I was outside earlier, and there really was not a good breeze. So the fact that 9 o'clock is going to be 74, but here's the kicker. As we continue to go into tomorrow, at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, it will be fucking 61
uh-huh.
degrees. That is a 20-degree difference. So we're going from slap your mama hot to let me put back on a sweater cold. Therefore.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to rain. It's going to be a 88% chance of rain. Therefore, yeah, sounds like what I want to be dealing with. I can't speak for nobody else. Yeah, right. But
yeah.
And it's supposed to be 60 on Tuesday. So yeah. But that's why we started with the weather. So where do I start? I'll ease into it today. I did something I haven't done. I left my house. And I know people are like, you always leave your house. No, I actually left my house to be around other people, to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one of my good friends. She sent out a message last week, and she said, hey, due to the pandemic, we haven't been hanging around each other. We haven't seen each other. She said, let's do a pre-Mother's Day brunch at my house. And she said, I promise you, you know, nobody's going to judge us. We're going to keep your mask on. She said, we'll be outside also. And the group that I deal with, the majority of the people, if not all, are all vaccinated. I mean, fully vaccinated. So I'm like, you know, they did say if you allow people fully vaccinated, you know they're vaccinated, you can take your mask off. But
yep.
She also said, she said, if you don't, she's like, if you're still cautious about coming, I completely understand. I looked at it, and I said, you know what? I need to get around some people because I've really been in the house. I mean, other than going to D.C. in August, I haven't been around people, you know, and as much as I love my puppy, love the mess out of him, he's not people. And I see my daughter because I know she's vaccinated. But again, you know, it's not like being around people that you haven't seen. So shout out to my friend. I won't say her name. She doesn't listen to my show. But if anybody knows who she is and know who we are, shout out. I mean, I really, really enjoyed today. It was nice to get out. I actually put makeup on. So
yeah.
It was funny. But now we're going to go to the other thing that's happening. Yesterday was the Kentucky Derby.
Hey, the horse I did pick at least finished fourth. Not near. Rock or Hot Rod Charlie.
Hot Rod Charlie.
Yep. Or yeah, it was Hot Rod Charlie or Charles. No, Charlie. I think he ended up finishing fourth, and my second pick would have been what I think you had. And who was that?
Medina Spirit.
Yeah. Now, what was the final payout? And I know that horse went off at 12 to 1.
The payout was 12 to 1, so it was $26 and some change. I won't
$26 and some change per $1 bet, correct?
No, that was what the payout was for the 12 to 1 odds. So
well, was that
something like
per dollar?
No, it must have been less than that because I'll tell you off air how much I won, but it wasn't. Because I was thinking that, but at 12 to 1, that's not what it paid. I mean, they say that's what it paid, but I know what I got paid on it. And I went straight to the racetrack. I went straight to the racetrack, so for anybody
now,
who's wondering.
Now, that's what I wanted to find out later, because I know when you did yours and what the line was at then, I actually missed all the trifecta and all that as far as when they showed at the end, you know, as far as, you know, what the payout was, if you had the superfecta, trifecta, I mean, all that. And I missed it and what the final was for him paying out being first.
Well, it was still better than...
But it was a damn good race. And I'm just finding out now that Kyle Busch wins at Kansas Speedway.
Oh, that's good.
And, yeah, he was due, and trust me, I don't think I picked his ass. In my fucking... Yeah. So there went my money. It's been hard as hell to pick NASCAR.
Okay, Medina Spirit to win. It was 26-20. That was, and
nice.
What gets me is that I want to say that was on a $2 bet.
Mm-hmm.
Only because normally at the racetrack, the minimum you could bet is $2.
Right, right. And that would have been, $2 bet to win. I never did see what the finish was as far as payout. So that,
okay, I'm looking at it now. For anybody who wants to know, since we're talking horse racing, because we knew we were going to talk about this today, even though y'all didn't. the results were the 8, 7, and 9. Which was Medina Spirit, Mendelone, and Hot Rod Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
The exacta, the 8-7 exacta, $2 exacta paid $503.60.
Yeah.
Just so everybody would know, I did not have the exacta. All I had was the number 8 because Mendelone and Hot Rod Charlie were not in my sights at all. Not at all. And I want to give a shout-out to Dylan Dreyer. The reason why I want to give the wonderful meteorologist from NBC News, third hour of today, that shout out is because they were talking to her on Friday, and I happened to be watching third hour of today, and they were talking about what horses to bet for the Derby and all of that. And she said, she's like, I know y'all gonna call me crazy, but I really like Medina Spirit. I know he's a long shot, and at the time the odds were like 35-1, so they're really a long shot. And she said, I like
yeah.
him. She's like, I like Medina Spirit. And I'm looking, I'm like, that don't sound bad. And then, you know, they were talking about essential quality. Wait a minute, I'm saying essential quality, that's not what it was. Let me pull out his name because, yeah, it is. They were talking about Essential Quality, which was the number 14, and they were talking about Rock Your World, which was the number 15. Now, Rock Your World really fucked up because Rock Your World finished number 17. So
yeah,
I actually had bet on, again, Medina Spirit to win. I did Medina Spirit all by himself to win. But then I did Essential Quality and Rock Your World in the Exacta. And then I also did them in a box with Medina Spirit. Well, naturally, we know I didn't get the box and we know I didn't get the Exacta because first of all, Essential Quality finished, which number four, which was good, top four. They said, if you're not the top five, you ain't shit. So at least you got the top four. But then you got all the way back here at number 17, Rock Your World.
Mm-hmm.
You rock your world, then rock nobody's world, but maybe his own, maybe his jockeys. So it was a good race. I scared the dog yesterday. I was yelling and screaming. I'm doing what they do at the track. You know, go, 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 go. And then, remember, the puppy's never been around. This is first year, like, with everything. And he was just, because I'm like, go, 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 come on, baby. And I'm like, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on, come on. And I got my windows open, but naturally, you know, my neighbors know there ain't nothing going on in this house sexually. So they're like, she must be watching something. So nobody was jumping and wondering what's going on. Nobody's like, ooh, what's going on? You know, it's like, ignore that bitch. You know, she must be watching something on TV. The dog is like losing his mind because he's like, what the hell is going on? You know, she yelling, come on, baby, come on, come on, come on, baby. You know, and I'm standing up and I'm yipping and yelling. I'm like, yes, baby, yes, baby, come on, baby, yes. So scared to shot the dog. Well, not literally because he didn't shit in my house, but I scared the dog. And then I sent, after all was said and done, I contacted my co-host and told him what happened. And a lot of people forgot the Derby was yesterday, including me. And I want to say, honestly, because of the pandemic and the way they did the Derby last year, it really threw me off. I should have known it, but it threw me off. So I knew it was coming up because I get the emails from the Derby. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, whatever. You know, because I get the regular emails from Churchill down. And I know I kept seeing Derby in my timeline, but I'm like, yeah, it is what it is, whatever, blah, blah. You know, in my mind, as they say, it was like white noise for an email. So it was interesting, but I picked the winner again. Shout out to my girl. She don't know me, but I did tweet her today. So she may or may not ever, she might say something, you know. I don't know how many people gave her credit for picking the winning horse. I'm just being honest. So with that, I'm going to bring in Randy, and then we can talk about the draft, because the draft was something else I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm okay. Just relaxing at home. Nice day out today, too.
Hey.
Nice day, too.
It was hell here.
Hello, Randy.
Hey, Greg. How are things?
Man, things are good. It's awesome down here in Oklahoma. Except for the thunder.
Okay. Did we get thunder? Yeah, we got some thunder. We got some rain. That's about days, but that's days ago. So you said talking about the draft. We're watching.
Thunder basketball team.
Yeah.
Oh, sucks. Now the other thunder.
Yeah.
Thunder from down under.
Yeah. I stopped watching baseball for a while. I mean, I was just watching the draft, like the past three days. Past 3 days of.
Watched all 3 days of the draft, and depending on what station you were watching, depending on what you saw, I'm so glad that I was watching three different stations the first day of the draft because I got recorded what I wanted. I love our fans here in Detroit because if you were watching the NFL Network, the NFL Network actually showed when, you know, for the first round, they, the fans from, well, actually all of the rounds except the last round, last two rounds, all of the fans from were up in Goodell's chair. Well, that guy, I actually see a game. He is a season ticket holder. I did not know how to get to the draft like that, but apparently they did something. And it was probably an email that my daughter ignored because she's the one who gets the emails for, like, the Lions and stuff. So she must have missed that one. But the only way that you were allowed to go to the draft in that particular area was you had to be fully vaccinated.
Right.
So all of the fans that were there were fully vaccinated.
Yep.
So that was one thing. But our fan, well, I love, anybody who was watching NFL Network, when they said it and they announced Sewell Pinay, I know I'm going to mess up his name, I'm going to have to get used to it. But I liked that when they came back and they showed our fan that was on the stage, and he was dancing the NFL Network, which they didn't show no other. Our player must have been the only player that was dancing when we made our pick. I love him. But guess what? They said on the NFL Network, they was like, no kneecaps lost here, guys. And for anybody who don't understand, you have to be a Detroit fan and actually watch football to understand the no kneecaps thing.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and Greg, do you guys understand the no kneecaps?
Okay.
Do you guys understand what that means right now for Detroit?
Nope.
Okay, when we hired our new coach and they interviewed him, and I'm having a T-shirt made. We're looking out for somebody to make our T-shirts, but a few people already are doing it. When he interviewed, he said, we are hungry. He said, if you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on our way up, we're going to take off the kneecap. He's like, you knock us down again, and we're coming back up, and we're taking off another kneecap. So, and he actually said, we're going to rip off kneecaps. So when the guy was dancing, that's why they said, all your kneecaps are there, guy. Don't worry about it. You still got your kneecaps. Because everybody the Lions is picking this year has to have that aggressive, if you knock us down, not only are we coming up, we're ripping off something. So we're not just going down and we're going to lay down. So that's why the NFL Network called. They was like, guy, you still got your kneecaps. Because he was dancing. He was like, no kneecaps listen there. And I'm sure that nobody at home, unless they were a Lions fan, understood that. Because he was dancing. And I wish I could have heard the music that was playing. Because he got up and was dancing, and he said, hey, still got your kneecaps. So I actually watched I watched every single day of the draft. And here, I don't know if every other team has it, but I'm sure that every single NFL team has the app for their team. Well, the Lions has their app, and in the app they have what they call Lions Bingo. And I actually won Lions Bingo, I believe, all 3 days. So when you win the bingo, you're in another drawing to win something else. So it's actually nice. So I was kind of happy that I played Lions Bingo all 3 days. I got bingo all 3 of the days, and I was good. But watching the draft was very interesting. I've got to fill out. Everybody keeps asking me, what do I think about who we selected? Because I didn't do my homework on golf because I never was a golf fan. Well, guess what? I guess I should have done my homework because I wanted Chase in the first round. We got Panay. I'm glad we got Panay now because apparently golf can't throw worth shit. So getting Panay will give us money to protect them. But we did draft a wide receiver in the last 2 rounds. So I was like, we're good. We did good. I'm feeling good. You know, as they say, I'm going to be optimistic. I'm not going to never knock my Lions. You know, what I don't comprehend is what the fuck. I mean, my only question is, why didn't people call Cleveland what their nickname really is? And for anybody who don't know what Cleveland's nickname is, Cleveland's nickname is the Mistake by the Lake. They keep saying the beautiful city by the lake. No, it's called the Mistake by the Lake. I'm serious. That is their nickname. The Mistake by the Lake. So if they're talking about beautiful Cleveland by right here by Lake Erie, I'm like, yeah, the Mistake by the Lake. Yeah. Keep on. And I just wanted out of all of the TV stations, at least one TV station that was broadcasting the draft to call Cleveland what their nickname really is. The Mistake by the Lake.
Uh-huh.
Because they really are a mistake by the lake. That is the only city in the Midwest where they have a... When you go from one side of town to the other, and I kid you not, like when you go from the east side to the west side, there's like a separating... The way the downtown separates, and I haven't been that way in years, so they may have changed it. But you go down, and for anybody who's from Cleveland, y'all will understand this, it's 131st or 116th Street. I want to say it's 131st. You go down 131st Street, and you take that to get downtown. Well, you go through this narrow-ass hill, and you go by Case Western Reserve and all that. That's how you get to downtown in the Lower East Side. I've never been through so many. Cleveland has a lot of fucking hills. To be a city in the Midwest, like, I'm telling you, we don't have no hills here. We might have I would call it a bump, but like an actual hill where you got to keep your foot on the brake when you're going up and down it. We ain't got that shit here in Detroit. Let's keep it real. And when I go to Chicago, if they had that, the damn Ryan would be shut down all the fucking time. There's already 2 million accidents on the damn Ryan. Can you imagine if the damn Ryan had motherfucking heels? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That would be horrible. So, Cleveland has a lot of heels. They also don't know how to fucking drive in Cleveland, but, and that's all of Ohio, but really Cleveland. That's the only fucking place I've gone to where, like, people from Ohio, they come to Michigan and they drive, and they get to the end of the ramp coming onto the freeway, and they literally come to a dead fucking halt. We don't stop when we get on the freeway here. As a matter of fact, get on the freeway, I mean, speed your ass up. But in Cleveland, because they stop and then they get on the freeway, they get here and they don't understand. We will tear your shit up for that. that might cause road rage even in the oldest person.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers who you never thought would have road rage, if you stop in front of them here, they might get some road rage. I mean, I have not seen a elderly person have road rage here yet, but I can imagine if someone with Ohio plates got onto the freeway and literally stopped before they got on, I could see them possibly having road rage. I'm just being honest. So, I mean, that's all I really had to talk about today was the derby and, oh, I'm having work done on my house. My tree has not come down. I'm ready for that bitch to come down because now it's going through that let me produce baby season. And for anybody who doesn't have a tree, I know, Greg, you know what I'm talking about. But when the spring first comes and the leaves are coming out, well, as the leaves are budding, they have this other shit that falls off of the tree. That's how you get new baby trees. It's like they're seedlings and dropping down every fucking where, hoping them friend that they can find something to stick their roots into. Okay, I cannot wait for this fucking tree to go because I'm tired. My deck is being redid, so it's I got half a fucking deck now. You've got the fucking shit coming off the tree. I'm like, come on, bitch, please. I cannot wait until they call me and tell me they're coming to take this damn tree down, because it's going to be a beautiful fucking day. Beautiful fucking day. I want that shit to go.
Yep.
So. And it's hot as hell here. I'm freezing. It's hot as hell outside, but I'm literally sitting here as we're talking, and I have my electric blanket on. And I know people will say, that Ms. V, that is so dyslexic. Let me explain to you what's going on. I have my air conditioner going in my house. If I cut my air conditioner off, it would be hotter than hell in here. So that's like a no-go for me.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I have my electric throw blanket thrown over me, and it's on. Because I would rather have it cold in my house than to have it hot as hell in here. So, yes, as silly as it may be, I don't have the heat going. I just have a, like a warming blanket. You know, they got warming plates. I've got the warming blanket. My God. And I want to go to sleep. I put makeup on for the first time today. I actually put real clothes on. Clothes actually require, I mean, I get dressed every single day because I work from home. But I literally, like, put makeup on. So.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Having makeup on today was strange. Now, it was strange because as soon as I got home, I immediately found all my makeup wipes, and I got my makeup off. So I made sure. And you know what? I had not opened up the chat room in a while. See, I got so used to the chat room not working right that I quit doing it. Let's see if there's anybody in the chat room. No, there's not anybody in the chat room. But for anybody who is listening and wants to join, the chat room is open. Just so you'll know. Jesus.
Let me ask you something. Did you get any windy and raining where you are in the past couple of days?
Friday it was really bad with the wind. It was so bad that the flight path changed for the airport. So the planes were naturally doing what they do when they really change the flight path.
Mm-hmm.
They were driving next to my house. So I was like, oh, the flight path changed. So, yeah, the wind was that bad.
Shit, wind was so bad in my area, I saw trees dying. And it's all trees knocking down on the ground. I mean, one tree knocked down near my church. And it's still,
oh, wow.
And that tree is still there unless the city does something about it and get rid of it.
Now, we didn't have any trees knocked down to my knowledge. Not where I live at. But I can say I had a good church service today. The governor of the state of Michigan actually attended Sunday school today. She spoke to our Sunday.
Oh.
She spoke to one of the Sunday school classes.
Okay.
So that was. It was actually good. She answered a lot of questions, and she was talking about real stuff. And when I went to my girls' outing today, I was telling them, and it was like. She was in your Sunday school class? I was like, yeah, she came to Sunday school this morning. I was like, she came to church. But
was it
but
live,
you know,
or
what?
Zoom?
We are Zooming.
Oh, Zoom, okay.
And our pastor, you know, let her know that until some churches here are back in person.
Uh-huh.
Our church has opted to follow CDC guidelines and not go in person due to the fact that, as with a lot of African-American Baptist churches,
mm-hmm.
a great deal of your population is over the age of 60.
Right.
And when you're talking about your congregation being over the age of 60, you have a higher risk of them catching anything.
Mm-hmm.
So since here in Michigan it says that to have in-person service, You can have in-person service, but you can't have more than 25 people in the building for church services.
Uh-huh. Right.
So the pastor said, instead of trying to say the first 25 people get in, you know, that's like going to the club. You got a line to get in church. The first 25 will say, y'all did. Cut off. You got to go, honey. First of all, it will be nice. I'm just going to say this as a Christian. I don't care what church it is. It would be nice to see a line of people trying to go meet the Lord. It would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would really love to see a number of churches where they had lines of people trying to get in. Not to give their money, but to actually hear the word of the Lord. I would love to see that. But I don't want to see it because it's only a, you know, capacity of 25 people, and they come out, oh, you got to go. You know, go sit in your car, watch the service, because you can't come. Wait a minute. You can't come up in here. You ain't got to go home, but you can't come up in here. You know, seriously. you don't want church like that.
And
so,
first,
our pastor, what was you going to say,
yep.
Randy?
Today was the first time in over a year that our church became live, except for they're taking safety precautions and say over only 32 people are allowed in the building. You know, like spread out.
Yeah,
you know.
That's called taking a number. That's called get in line and hope you're one of them people that can get inside the church. That's called.
Yeah.
You ain't got to go home,
that's it.
But you can't come up in here.
Amen.
They got 32 people, and they still don't have a choir. You got to get recorded stuff, recorded music.
Again, you ain't got to go home. But you can't come up in here. Now, I know some churches are not, you know, some churches are like, hey, we church. We going to do what we want. But those
mm-hmm.
who are adhering to the guidelines, you know, how are you going to tell, how do you pick what 25 people come up in the church? By their tithes and their offerings? Excuse me. You go, what? Nah, get this. You come to church, and, okay, how much is your tithe going to be? Pastor, I'm going to give $5. You got to go to the end of the line. Ma'am, how much you give? Pastor, I ain't got no money to give. Okay, you got to go to the end of the line. You know, oh, you giving $50? Okay, you wait right here. Can we got, from, and then you start, once you get a dollar a month, anybody giving more than $50?
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I'm giving $100 today. Okay, you come up here in front of this $50 people. Anybody giving more than $100? Anybody going? And then
yep.
go back. Anybody giving more than $50? Seriously, is that how you're going to do it?
Oh, come on. Come on.
No, but I'm just saying that's the possibility. So I would rather see the church continue to be Facebook Live like they've been doing than, you know, and I'm going to tell you, and I will not say the name of this church. As much as I would love to, I will not say the name of this church only because I don't even want to give them the credibility of mentioning their name. But there is a church inside of the city of Detroit. It's a mega church. And I could see the pastor of that church, if there was a capacity limit on the inside, and this church, from what I've heard, they're doing services in the parking lot, or they're broadcasting on the parking lot. But I could see this particular church, okay, you want to come inside and base it on their offering. I'm serious. I could see that because this is how greedy they are. And theirs, unlike other churches, you know, where I gave the example of like, oh, 50 or whatever. Let me give you a better example. What this would be, is there anybody in the parking lot giving $1,000 a day? You come on up. It was better at 1,000. Because that's how this church is. This church is that way. Therefore, since I know that, I can see that happening. And there, I'm not going to have my donation based on, you know, how much I give. So, but it was really, the governor talked about voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
And about the 35 bills that are currently here in Michigan that are going through the legislature to suppress the voters. Hmm. And what they're doing, and that she's going to deny them. So she said that she knows they're going to try to circumvent her, and that when they go to circumvent her, what they're going to do is do petitions to try to get it on the ballot and to watch what we sign. And I was like, yeah, they some sick-ass motherfuckers.
Shoot. Voter suppression. I've been voting since 1983, and nobody's going to stop me. I mean, voting for president is the furthest from my mind. No one's going to stop my black ass from voting. I'm just letting you know right now.
They're going to do what they can to discourage you. They're going to do what they can. That's the whole thing. It is nice to say how you won't let someone stop you from voting, but the whole thing, it's not about them stopping. It's just to discourage you more. So, I mean, if you tell a person, the people that they're not going to discourage are the people who get up off their ass and physically go to the polls. Seriously. Those people who actually go to the polls, they're not going to have a problem. But they want to stop people like myself. And I say people like myself because I would prefer to not go to the polls. And when I say I would prefer not to go, I would prefer to do like we have an election this coming Tuesday. Here where I'm at, it's a special election. It's just one damn thing. It's on a millage. So that was easy. Mm-hmm. One item. That's the easiest election ever. But because I did not want to, you know, I don't want to go stand in line, you know, for one little damn thing on a ballot, I was like, okay, I want an absentee vote. Here in Michigan, we have unexcused absentee voting. That was, we, the citizens of Michigan, voted that in. It doesn't matter who you are allowed to vote absentee. The year that the law changed was I went out of town, and I did have an excuse. So it was really one of those things where that particular year I had to say why I wanted to absentee vote, and I was going out of town, and I wasn't going to be home when the election happened. So I did absentee vote. And my daughter also did it because she was going with me. But guess what? Aside from that, Now we have no excuse, but when you sit here and say, oh, we want your picture ID, I'm going to ask the question. And I'm going to answer because I don't assume anything for anybody. I want somebody to tell me, how many people do you know just have a fucking copying machine at their damn house where they can take a picture of their damn driver's license? Just tell me.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You have a lot. Just because people have a computer don't mean they have a printer at home.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, I mean, think about it. Most people have smartphones. So
mm-hmm.
they don't even have a computer. I mean, the reason why I have a computer at home is because I work at home. But if I didn't have a reason to work at home or anything else, guess what? I probably wouldn't have a computer. I would probably be doing like everybody else, being on a fucking tablet or something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I take that back. I would probably still have a laptop. But, like, my parents, I can tell you honestly, to my knowledge, my parents no longer have a computer in their house. I would have to check, but I'm almost positive my parents do not have a computer at their home. My mother has a tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a tablet that she bought recently to upgrade from the tablet that she had, but she has a tablet. But to physically sit down at a computer like I do, no, she doesn't have it. So what are the odds of my mother having a copying machine at home if she ain't got a fucking tablet? I mean, if she ain't got a computer.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit here and say, oh, you can absentee vote, but you got to give us a picture of your ID. So
yeah.
Did somebody go take stock in Xerox? Because you're telling people if you need a copy of their ID. Somebody has stock in a paper company. Somebody has stock in FedEx because, you know, it used to be Kinkles, now it's FedEx Kinkles. So that means you got to go someplace, or UPS, one of these, you got to go someplace to make a copy. Who the fuck is getting paid? Because copies, I don't give a shit what you say. Or you gotta go to the library. Okay, somebody enlightened me. I have not been to a library in about 7 or 8 years. And when I went to the library, I wasn't trying to make copies. So I'm going to ask this because I'm being very sincere when I say this. Do libraries still have copying machines?
Yes. My library, yeah, they have copy machines where I am.
Okay, so what you're talking, 10, 20 cents, or is it even a dollar? I don't even know how much of this makes a copy no more. I'm being honest. I don't know how much it costs to make a copy.
Well,
I know one thing. It doesn't cost a quarter where I am. I know it doesn't cost a quarter.
So how much does it cost where you are, Randy?
Say about 50, 75 cents.
Okay, so that, see, again, how many people you know got changed like that? And I'm being honest, I mean,
yeah.
That can add up over time. 75
right.
cents per copy? Okay, you do that by, what, 10, 12 million people? Who's getting paid? So,
yeah.
75, and what if you need multiple copies? See, we didn't talk about multiple copies.
Yeah.
And some of these states are requiring multiple copies of your ID.
Right.
So you got to pay for the copy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and like I said, now you said where you're at, the library has a copying machine.
Yeah.
But guess what? You know some states that used to have a copying machine that no longer has a copying machine? The fucking post office. So where it used to be convenient because I remember, like, you would need to make a copy and you go to the post office because they have a machine right there. At least one of the post offices I used to go to, they had a copy
mm-hmm.
machine right there. I go to the post office more than enough. I know the post office don't have no fucking copying machine no more. Okay? So therefore, you got to nail this shit off instead of convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you trying to make money for? And then again, how many people have IDs? I'm sorry. But a lot of homeless people, I'm not going to say all because I don't know the status of every single homeless person. But in my thoughts, if you are homeless and you have all your possessions in a bag, odds are you're not walking around with a copy of your birth certificate and social security card. Therefore, if you don't have that, you have a harder time getting identification. If you're homeless, you don't have a utility bill. So how do you anticipate these people getting identification? And I don't want nobody to tell me, oh, well, they can do this. First of all, in order to get a driver's license or a state identification, you have to have a physical mailing address. Some states say it's going to where you live. They say, we want to know where to come get you when we want to fucking arrest you. They do not want a P.O. box. So how do you anticipate a homeless person getting identification if they don't have a home?
Right.
How are they supposed to get the money for this identification that you're mandating for identification? I can tell you back in the 80s, and I'm sure that it was like this in other parts of the country, but because in the African-American community, and I'm sure other communities went through similar problems, people didn't have ID, but they always had a check cashing for it. The check cashing store actually would have ID. They would make ID for you. It would just be like a laminated thing, and I guess it was $4 or $5, but they would take it out. In order to cash a check, you had to have some type of ID. They just wasn't going to cash it, but once, you know, they looked at the check, they said, okay, we'll make your ID this time. Since you don't have ID, you cash your check there. They put your name. They put all the information that's on that check onto your this ID for you, and that's what you use. Okay, I don't even know if they do that anymore. I don't think that was it these check cashing places, was it checking go or whatever, because the neighborhood check cashing places are gone pretty much, I think. You know,
right.
Now you got these big corporations like Check and Go or whatever the fuck they're called. I've seen them. That's how I know. So these are cash and checks. Are they making identification for these people? I'm just being honest. And are they allowing that? So voter suppression, there's ways to do it. And I have a problem with that because I feel that if you want to vote, and you are a citizen of this country, y'all hear me say keyword, citizen of this country, or legal resident. And
right.
I say that because everybody who lives here might not be a citizen, but they are a legal resident. So I won't, if you are a legal resident of this country or a citizen, you should not be told that you cannot vote because some jackass got mad when there was no voter fraud in a damn election and said, guess what? Even though there was no fucking voter fraud found, guess what we're going to do? We're going to make it harder for people to vote. And the sad part is that the people that they're trying to, quote, unquote, give confidence to must be themselves. I think that this is the only way they're able to get an orgasm right now. I'm being honest. I think that COVID has made it where they haven't gotten laid, and this is their only form of getting laid. Greg, you want to chime in?
Yeah.
So what's your opinion, other than yeah?
I don't
Greg, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was asking, did you want to chime in on the voter suppression? And because you said, yeah, that's how they were getting, when I said, I wonder if that's the only way they could get off, and you was like, yeah. So I was like, what's your opinion?
Voter suppression. How do you want to address that? It is, okay, well, you want to show ID for every single person going up to that voting place. Okay, this is your name. Okay, here's your voter registration as far as your card.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to ask.
Well, I've got a card, and then it's like, okay, I can show that. Now, show my ID. Okay, see, same thing. Name, done. Photo, it matches me. Done. Looks good.
But what do you do about that homeless person? I was going to say, here in Michigan, we used to get voters registration cards. Now, I have not received a voters registration card since I moved into my new home, as a matter of fact. And it used to be here in Michigan, I have not looked at it. I probably should. But here in Michigan, it used to be if you had your voter's registration card, you did not need your picture ID because that suffices ID to vote. It did not. It might not suffice for anything else, but your voter's registration sufficed for you to vote because it had your name and your address on it, and it had your signature on it, which could be verified because your signature should have been in the voter's book. But now, you know, again, but when you tell somebody absentee, well, absentee ballot, how many people you got? First of all, you got to request the absentee ballot, and I don't know what states, so don't nobody quote me this. Verify by other people, they're saying that in order to request a absentee ballot, they want you to send in a picture, your photo ID picture, to them so they can send you a absentee ballot. Once you get the absentee ballot, what they want you to do is again send another picture in which absentee ballot after you vote. Okay, that's a lot of doggone. First of all, where the copying machine coming from? And what do you tell that homeless person? Because I just gave the scenario, where are you going to find copying machines at? You know, you got, and who got money for copies? Because I could tell you that where I live at, I can't even get for sure. I think that the FedEx, which is like 5 miles from me, has a copying machine. I'm talking about the FedEx Kinko's place. I think they have a copying machine. I have not been, as long I moved back, I moved in the city I currently live in 2014. I have not been in, I haven't. I take it back. I just lied. When I went into my city library here, I did not look for a copying machine because that's not what I went there for. So I don't even know if they have a copying machine at the library. I know that the post office does not have a copying machine. So my question is, how are people supposed to get a copy of their ID to send in for this absentee ballot? Because the suppression is not on in-person ballots. It's on mail-in ballots. Where if you look at what's it, and somebody, if anybody is listening, let me know, there is only one state in this country that does not do in-person voting at all. If I'm not mistaken, that is one of the western states. I want to say that it's the state of Washington. I could be mistaken. I'm going to look it up because there is one state that never does in-person voting, and they've been doing that for almost 20 years now. They have not had any problems. So for all these other states that have the option, let's, you know, what are you telling? I mean, that's where I have a problem. And like I said, how do you tell a homeless person, yo, go get a copy? I can tell you as a person who gets up off their ass and drives a fucking car, if I just gave you an example of, I don't even know where the fuck to go get a copy at right now. What are the odds of the person who is homeless knowing? Let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I don't think I'm trying to make it too difficult. I'm just being honest about it. If I don't know where to get a copy made at, because, like I said, I'm speculating that I think that the FedEx that's a few miles down, I think they have a copying machine because I haven't been in there. I mean, hell, they might just be for mailing out packages. You know what I'm saying?
They should have a copy machine. I mean, I live right near FedEx, like, I would say about 15 minutes walking. Last time I checked, they had copy machines where I'm at. They had copy machines
where
Randy,
I'm at. But, Randy, what I'm saying, is this, like I said, I don't know if this, remember, there's the FedEx stores and there's the FedEx location. And because I don't know, like, I know that less than a half a mile from my house is the actual big FedEx facility. I can tell you right now, I know getting damn well ain't no copy machine in there. Because all I could do is go in there and drop off a damn package and keep it rolling. Now, I don't know if this place is farther down. I don't know if they're just the same way, drop that shit off and keep it rolling, or if they have the copying machines. Because, see, when it was Kinko's, I knew what Kinko's was for. Then they had FedEx Kinko's. Now they just completely fucking FedEx. So I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I don't know if the UPS store, which, shit, the closest one is about 10 miles away from me, so hell, I really be fucking in. I can tell you I know that Walgreens don't have no damn copying machine.
I know the CVS don't have no copying machine.
So, it used to be every now and then you could go to the party store. Bodegas for those y'all who live in New York. But it used to be some party stores. This was back in the day. I can tell you, the party store that is less than half a mile from me does not have a fucking copying machine. Again, where are people supposed to get their copies made at? You want a copy of this fucking ID, but have you told people where the fuck they're going to get copies made at? If you're talking about a person who has to catch the bus every fucking where they go, where the fuck are they going to get a copy made at? And that's what I want to know. That is a kick-ass voter suppression because you're telling people, we want a copy of your ID, but how the fuck are you going to get a copy of the ID if the person don't know where to go to get a copy made at? Again, I think I'm a fairly intelligent person who's trying to look at it in a reasonable way. And if I don't know where the fuck to get a copy made at, can somebody tell me how many homeless people know?
Well, I'll put it this way.
Because I'm sitting here speculation.
If you can't get a copy made at the library, why can you not go downtown and go to a police station, have a copy made, tell them your circumstance, get it made there, go to city county offices as far as downtown. They might be able to accommodate that too. And then, if not that, FedEx or UPS or the post office.
No, I just told you, the post office no longer has a copying machine. I can tell you that. I'm in the post office all the time. They do not have a goddamn copying machine at the post office.
Well,
If you don't have a car, Greg, this is the question. What do you tell that person that does not have a car? What do you tell that person who depends? I live, like, you live in bumfuck Egypt. I know you do because we've had this conversation. So
in bumfuck Egypt,
you know that you cannot find a fucking damn bus. So if you can't find a goddamn bus, how the hell are you going to find a copying machine?
Correct. Now, if I have a person that is picking me up out here in bumfuck Egypt, when to work, okay, well, guess what? My work has a copy machine. They have a fax machine.
Everybody's work don't have a copy machine.
Well, okay,
so what do you
which
tell
restaurant
that person?
Does
okay.
not have one?
Listen, but if your job is at the fucking party store and the party store don't have a copy machine, what does the party store need a copy machine for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if I work at a party
and
store.
And think about it. Now people are getting faxes via email, so you don't need a fax machine because they're doing faxes via email. Listen, I'm going to run every monkey witch out there because this is what's going to happen, and this is why I see the problem. I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just looking at all the problems that are out there. As you're throwing me a situation, I'm throwing you back, hey, but I work at the party store. Ain't no copy machine up here. Oh, they should get a fax.
Okay.
No, they don't need to get a fax because they get email because they get the email by fax.
Okay.
So there's no need for a fax machine.
Being at a party store, all right, don't have a copy machine, don't have fax. Now, what businesses are going to be around me that might have actually a copy machine? Then
that's
find
the
out,
question.
Okay, who has
and
going to
let
fax
you use it. But see, because guess what? How many people, you know, fax machines are like an obsolete thing. Fax machines are going the way of the DVD player. So if you find a place that got a fax machine, you're lucky as hell because most places are not sending that many faxes. I'm being honest.
No, and that's true. I mean, FedEx, Expresses, or the satellites, yeah, they're going to have that. But if that's not next to a party store, okay, well, there's another problem. Oh, you might check a auto part store for either a fax or a copy machine. Possibility.
But again,
maybe.
How many of this is available to the public? What I'm talking about, it used to be back in the day when you, I, and Randy were growing up that we didn't worry about a copy machine because, first of all, if you were like me and you did not like to take books back to the library, but you wanted to see something, you got to tell me.
Yeah.
I would go to the library with like a couple of dollars. And it was, like, if I wanted to, like, especially if I wanted to cheat on a test or something, yeah, I said that. You go to the library and you find, like, the book that, like, I already got the answers or, like, the research, and you make copies of them because you don't want to have a whole book because you don't want to have the evidence at home or around you because you know you got your damn friends who like to snitch. So you make a copy of the pages, just what you need, but what you need it for. And it was, like, 10 cents a copy. Again, I remember back in the day. But I used to have to go to the library for that. It used to be that if you need to make a copy of something at the post office, you, hey, I got to mail this off. I need to make a copy. Guess what? You do everything at the post office. You go to the post office, you get the stamp, get your envelope, and make a copy. Okay, that shit ain't going no more. Okay, I can tell you honestly, my post office does not have a copying machine.
Damn.
Hell, let me tell you, my damn post office, if it were up to them, they would be cashless. Because for damn sure, when I pulled out some paper money at the post office, a couple of days ago, they looked at me like, bitch, you bringing out money? We thought you were going to use your car. I mean, they didn't say that exact words, but I got that look like, you out your fucking mind. Bitch, what's your problem?
We're going to take your money.
All right, now, other places to think of that's nearby work are attorneys or tax places. They have both.
Okay,
so,
if I'm too poor to have a home, you think the people at the tax place gonna make a copy for me and I ain't filing my taxes with them? Let's just keep, if I'm homeless.
I agree.
So that tax place gonna sit there and ask me, and you know what? I have noticed, because I've gone on places where I've like wanted copies of stuff, and there are websites. I won't name these companies because I'm not going to give them the privilege of advertising for them because I get nothing out of it. I advertise for what I want to, and this is not a company that I want to advertise for. But I had gone, like, I want a copy of some stuff, and I say, hey, can I get a copy of this? And they'll say, hey, you could get a copy, but they want to charge you, like, $3 and $4 a copy. Is it that fucking serious? I'm like, I'm good. So, again, there are ways, and it's even if something is a birth certificate, I can tell you, I don't even know how much it costs to get my damn birth certificate if I need a copy of it. Lord knows that I hope I never need a copy because I would probably be lost. And don't let my children need a copy because I don't even think they, you know, in order to get a copy of a birth certificate, you got to know everybody's names. I'm sure, well, my mama and daddy are still alive, but I'm sure that my children ain't going to be thinking about my mama's name because remember on your birth certificate, I had your mama's name and your daddy's. Now, guess what? If you ain't got all the information, you fucked. You
now,
a fuck.
Okay, now, if you are a homeless person, if you go to a shelter, they will help you get a copy and a fax if you need to send
that. How many shelters are readily available in bumfuck Egypt?
I know of at least four here in the city, which you know about, and as far as...
But that's not bumfuck either, because, like...
My country living, there are none because we don't have that many homeless people out here.
Well, guess what? I live in bumfuck Egypt, and I can tell you... I don't know what the homeless people be doing out here, but the homeless people be by the exit. But I can tell you that I have checked. We have plenty of food pantries out here.
Yeah.
Because they've been advertising them during the pandemic, but we do not have shelters.
Okay. Now, also, you can go to a church, and they will do that free.
Yeah,
most churches will have a fax copy machine and all that. Plus, they have
print out the man program.
For, they have an outreach, too, for food and food pantries and stuff like that. So, that
okay,
would be
I'm an
the
atheist,
first
so I ain't going
to.
Okay, let's go to the atheist. Okay, let's do one better. Let's go with the crack addict. You know, the crack addict who, they was like, bump Jesus. Jesus ain't giving me no pipe. I ain't doing it. So, you know, I'm going to throw, I mean, we don't want over, but I'm just throwing it out there because I'm sure this is what politicians don't think about. Yes, Greg is giving answers, but for every one of Greg's answers, if you guys are listening, for every one of his answers, I'm coming back with the, but this. And that's what I would expect the politicians to come up with. Yes, you say this, but did you think about this? Because there is no perfect solution. I'm not going to sit there and say it is. But when you make laws that require ID, especially laws like that that stop people from voting, then I have a problem because Ray gave an answer. I came back and said, hell no, that answer. I didn't say, hell no, I ain't doing it. I said, but what if? And that is the problem with the what if. And then what do you do about the people who are truly homebound? We didn't even talk about them. We were just talking about the homeless people. But what do you talk about these people who are homebound? Who they haven't, and I'll give you an example. I do not know. I cannot for the life of me remember this woman's name. She may be passed away by now because she was like, 94, 95 years old, she said her goal was to live to 100, and I did not check, before I moved, I did not check on her. But this woman is legally blind. She lives by herself.
Yeah.
She is legally blind. That means that she's homebound. And this woman had told me, she's very trustworthy because I went to her door because I was president of my neighborhood association, and I actually used to check on her because I was like, oh, my God, this woman lives by herself, and she's like 90-some-odd years old, and she's legally blind, you know, and she couldn't tell you what I looked like, but I never tried to get into her home. You know what I'm saying? I never tried to push past her. I answered some questions. I answered if she minded if I was stop buying a check on her. I used to try to, what I would do is I would go by her house and I would see the cars there. And I would say, hey, I'm just checking. I'm not trying to come in. I just want to make sure everything is okay. I noticed, you know, that's what I did. But that is a person who is homebound. Now, true enough, they had my come. But I'll give you an example. My current next door neighbor, the last time somebody is knocking on his house once a week for the longest. There were weeks where nobody was going to my neighbor's house. And I don't think he's homebound, but hypothetically he could be. And there have been people that I'm on a thing called Nextdoor, the Nextdoor app, and people have posted on there, they need help, they can't get out their house, they're homebound, they're this, they're that. Okay, when you have these situations going, they have to, feel that as politicians, I'm not talking about you and I, I'm talking about politicians, just like, and I'll give you an example, right now what they're doing with the COVID shots here in Michigan, and I want to say it's the city of Detroit that's doing it, because I know they ain't doing it where I live, because if they was, I would know about it. But the city of Detroit, starting this coming week, will be actually doing, they're going door to door to give out COVID shots. I kid you not, they're going door to door.
Damn.
They're doing
that's
that.
Good.
And what they're even offering, people who have got, you know, they're going to say, hey, we're offering the COVID shot. And if people miss their second shot, be it Pfizer or Moderna, they're giving people their second shot regardless of where they got their shot at because they want to make sure people are vaccinated. What other politicians, if you want to do me a favor as a politician, just like your ass out there and go door-to-door asking for my motherfucking vote, I want you to go door-to-door to make sure I vote for you. And that's the honest-to-goodness truth. You will get up off your ass and you will go door-to-door to beg me to fucking vote for you and sell me on your fucking vote. But now that you done got in fucking office, you ain't so busy as trying to keep my vote. how about you come back out here and show me that you really give a fuck, and you and your canvassers come fucking door to door and say, hey, we want to make sure you're registered to vote. You don't have ID. Guess what? We're going to make you tip. No, this is, I'm serious. I'm being honest. These same motherfuckers who are making these laws, you go back and you say, hey, we don't know who has ability to get it, get copies of their IDs. And these same people, if you really want people to fucking vote for you and to make sure that you get in office, you be the one to go door to door and say, hey, I know they're trying to stop you from voting. I know that this is what we're signing in. But guess what? What I'm going to do is I have, and believe it or not, people, I want everybody to understand, no, they don't have it. I was going to say portable copy machines, but they do have portable printers. But what they could do, come around with a fucking truck. I mean, you got a truck for every damn thing else. Come around with a truck that has a copy machine in it, and you go door to door. And what you do so that people are still trustworthy, you know, if that person has to be in a wheelchair, you wheel them to the truck and say, okay, we're going to give you 10 copies of your ID so that when it's time to vote, you can send in a copy of your ID. And you do that door to door. Guess what? That's how you're going to fucking satisfy me with voter suppression. Because then you're showing me that, hey, I want your vote. I want it to be secure. But I'm going to make sure that you have copies of your ID so you can send it in. But you know what? We don't want to over, and I'll be talking for another hour. So I want everybody to have a great week.
No,
next Sunday
yeah.
is Mother's Day.
I have a rebuttal for
Come
what
on
we
with
just
the
talked about for next week. No, I got a big
oh,
rebuttal.
Next week? Okay.
Oh, yeah. We can do it next week or the week after. So, yeah. Trust
well,
we me.
We're
going to
be on next week,
yep.
but yes. Because, you know, this is what we do, y'all. And if you hear, I want everybody to listen who's listening to understand, you do not hear us arguing. What you hear is honest business people talking about with all you motherfuckers that we done put in office, and you don't hear
mm-hmm.
me saying Republican this or Democrat that. You hear me say, you motherfuckers that we done put in office. Why? Because it's not about one party or the other. It's about making sure that everybody is treated equally. So
Correct.
What you hear here is
Amen.
Three adults having a conversation, trying to give you real things that we see happening. We're in three different states. So what you're getting is every time Greg would say something, I'm coming back and saying, but this. Now, Greg is going to come back next week with a rebuttal to my taking your ass through the door. So I got it. I'm ready. You know what? We're going to be ready for this one because I want to hear the rebuttal to the door-to-door. Because I don't care what party
oh,
you are.
Yeah.
I want
oh,
you to go
yeah.
door-to-door to make my fucking ID.
yep. And it is beautiful because of who you are and who I am. And you know that. And, yeah, we're going to have a rebuttal.
Because this is one of those where I know I'm going to hear it. I got to say, damn, I got to be prepared for this rebuttal because this rebuttal might be going to get me really off.
Yep. I'll put it this way. This and, rebuttal started back in 1776. So,
oh,
there's little history. there's a little history on
oh,
this
shit.
Rebuttal.
Oh, shit. Greg, oh, no, I got a problem with that one because, you know, I didn't have the right to vote back in 1776. You know, my people,
oh, no.
women,
I'm
no,
out,
no, listen,
no,
my
I'm
people,
out.
Are women,
okay.
just got the right to vote in 1920-something.
Okay.
You, see, y'all thought I was going to go with black folks. I know that. But my people, being women,
no, it's,
we just got
and
the right
I didn't
to vote
look
back
at
in, like,
no, this was, it started back in 1776. I'll put it this way. When this country became free from tyranny and the whole nine, back then, what did we go through? What did we see? What have we learned? Well, guess what?
Not a goddamn thing.
We are going
thing.
Through this now. exactly. Exactly.
Not a goddamn thing. That was an easy answer.
And yet we are still going through this shit now because of stupidity.
You know what? I'm gonna say this and we're gonna end this show. because we'll be talking all night. I want y'all to just keep this in mind. Put a woman in charge. And not that damn Marie Antoinette bitch.
Yeah.
Not this other woman. Put a woman in charge. Because I can tell you, the woman who's running New Zealand, who went on maternity leave, look at what they're doing. Every country that seems to have a woman in charge, I'm just saying. I'm just going to leave it at that. Just, you know,
countries
ain't fighting with each other. Countries are not fighting with each other, okay? Let me ask you this.
Is we going to have a woman in charge in our lifetimes before we go? Do you think we're going to have a woman in charge?
All I'm saying is that you don't have pussies fighting with each other. I'm sorry, but I don't like a bitch's purse. We're not going to war over our fucking purses, okay? We're not going to war over. I'm sorry, when we go through menopause, we should say, this shit is fucking horrible. You know, that's what we get this shit off our chest.
We will have a woman as a president. Now, hopefully not within the next 3 years and blah, blah, blah.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Talking about running.
Well, she can't run.
I'm saying all over the world because, see,
but
you got to get a woman in Russia. I just want everybody to understand, you got to get a woman in Russia and you got to get a woman. Well, I don't know. That bitch in North Korea, she might kill some folks. So I'm kind of married.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm being honest. Kim Jong's sister, that bitch looks like she might cut your dick off with her pussy. So we might want to, you know, I'm going to say we want a woman in charge in most places. But the chick in North Korea, I think she might put a regulator in her pussy and chop off your dick. So I'm worrying about that, okay?
I think she would be down to biting it off and holding it and saying, yeah, okay, I'm going to smother you now with your dick in my mouth.
Damn, you went farther than me. So she wouldn't do no S&M shit. She wouldn't be like, whose is it? With your dick in her mouth. She's like, whose is it now? Whose is it? Tell me who it belongs to. Yes, everybody, we get that sexual reference in at least once a week. We got this. Hey,
it might be, it might be that basketball player. Oh, what was his name?
You're not talking about Rodman, are you? You're talking about Dennis Rodman? You know what?
He might get in. Might get into that.
Yeah, Rodman might get into it. Rodman, you know, that's not. Have a great week, everybody, you know.
All right.
We be talking about some shit. Mother says that Sunday, if you're not telling your mother that you love her, make sure you do. If your mother has passed away, I'm not going to apologize. I'm going to say show her some love because she's always looking over you. Have a great week, everybody.
That's it.
Bye.
Amen. Love you guys. Ow.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.